T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yeah, they're in first place. You know, they've won this division with 17 or out of 19 the last years before last season, so something like that. And they've had a stranglehold in this division for a long time.
Yeah. Sean McDermott, Buffalo, get back to where you once belonged. How you doing? It's KJ Late Night on WEEI 617-779-7937, along with my trusty sidekick producer, Justin Herr. How you do, sir?
I'm great, man. Great Thanksgiving. How about yourself?
Good. Tell Barrett back there, be quiet. I hear him. Touch chatting in the hallways. I'm kidding. But Bills, it's time to get back to where you once belonged. 75. Count them. 75 with my 10-year-old. That's 7 sets of 10 and half a set of 75 losses against the Patriots is the most against any other team in its franchise history. Get back to where you once belong, Buffalo Bills. 4. Count them, 4 blown leads in the Belichick era, the last in 2012. These Bill fans are anxious. Like a college freshman with a hot chick and a slow jam tape. It's going to happen. I feel it. Not so fast, young man. If you act like you've been here before. Wait, you've not been here before? I mean, these Bills fans really believe that this is their time. In the Belichick era, the Bills have finished last 7 times, next to last 8 times, second 4 times, and finished first, and they can send Cam Newton a thank you card. Literally to a whole generation of people, the Bills absolutely suck. That's why I've said, just like Ric Flair, in order to be the man, you have to beat the man. This team has not beaten the Patriots over a consecutive period of time that says, hey, wait a minute, are we seeing a shifting of the guard? No, last year the Patriots had pretty much a skeleton crew. Third shift. It was like the people who come in and clean the offices wherever you work if you're still at the office. You happen to be in the office like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. There's someone cleaning the office. You're like, this looks totally different than the people who are here during the day. That was the Patriots last year. Third shifters. I mean, the Bills are so bad, I got to tell you this true story. So when I lived in another city, I have this collection of football jerseys, all different teams, sometimes to antagonize, sometimes to kind of, you know, tell a bit of a story. And one of the jerseys I have is an old school New York Giants Harry Carson jersey. One, because my last name's Carson. Two, the guy's a spinning image of my father. So I'm wearing this jersey to church one day back about 15 years ago. This guy was like, well, how can you make fun of the Redskins at the time when you're wearing a Bills jersey? I said, a Bills jersey? The NFL doesn't make Bills jerseys. Until last year. What Bills? Richie Incognito? Is that the jersey you wore before last year? Cowherd is talking about, look, this Patriots team, the defense is playing well, and I'll get into the weather, but he mentions the weather is going to play a big factor Monday night.
New England's defense is this good, and the weather's only getting worse. So they're stifling good quarterbacks with reasonable fall weather. Add 12-mile-an-hour wind sideways in Foxborough. Add a bye if they win their division. Like, this defense is good now, and the weather is turning. So the Buffaloes and the Kansas Cities, which, by the way, are not reliant on the big play, but are definitely built to provide it, you may just not have the opportunity to do that. So I think New England's not only the best AFC team now, I think they're built for the next 6 to 8 weeks of, like, winter football.
Duh. Buffalo, get back to where you once belonged. Habitual losers. Okay, last year the Bills got kissed at the prom. After all those years looking like the kid in the end scene of Last American Virgin, listening to James Ingram's Just Once, finding out that the girl never really wanted to give up the champion. Josh Allen better get used to using this word that starts with N and ends with R. Should I go there, Justin?
Let's hear it.
Never! Never again will the Bills sniff the top of the AFC East with an already developed Mac Jones. You're looking at being down two games after Monday night. 26-mile-an-hour win. Justin, were you here like 3 weeks ago when I told people, when I pulled out my Benjamin Banneker almanac and said that it will be raining and cold on December 4th, 5th, and the 6th in Buffalo? Did I not say that?
You were time traveling.
Look.
Unless you got one of those, unless you pay for the weather app. Because you get
I pay for nothing.
There you go.
I pay for nothing. I get that in return. I get paid nothing. So you pay for nothing, get nothing. Right? But I told you this was what was going to happen. The Bills lost the AFC East lead on their day off for the most part. Craig, how you get fired on your day off? All the things that we talked about with the Bills and how they were just feeling themselves and putting the billboard in front of Foxborough as the best fans in the NFL. And I joked, I said, you guys are, I mean, in good things, they're not cheap. Like with the hospital they donated in Josh Allen's grandmother's name and Tredavious White's charity in New Orleans, they just raised $100,000. That's very cool. You know, when you get away from sports and part of the entertainment part that I do, that's very cool. But very dumb to poke the bear and put your billboard in front of Foxborough when you haven't really won anything yet. Never. Try that word on, Josh Allen. Never. It starts with N, ends with R. Or you can do it with the A. Never. That was close there, wasn't it, Justin? Never. Faster than you can say mafia, this Bills love affair is over. They're nervous. Meanwhile, the Pats just see it as another day at the office because at the end of the day, as Devin McCourty's getting ready to tell you, the job isn't finished.
And Hunter called this a defining game looking at Monday, obviously division, but you guys are both in the playoff picture regardless of being in the AFC East together. Do you see that similarly for Monday?
We want to play well, but I don't think it's like it's not going to be the end of the season if we win or lose. So I don't know. And if we win, I don't think we wrap up the division or the conference. So I don't know. It's a big game, though.
It's a big game, but Devin's pretty much saying the goal is to beat you up and not really jump up and down about it. In order to be the man, you got to beat the man. Bills are going crazy. They had Wiggy on in their show in Buffalo earlier today. I mean, they're just, this is all they think about. It's Christmas Day, but it's the end of Die Hard, which is a Christmas movie, by the way. So is Trading Places. Trading Places is a Christmas movie as well. People just don't realize that. Yeah, Bills, get back to where you once and have always belonged. You heard earlier talking about the defense and how the Patriots just kind of force you into not doing what you do best. And right now, that's the quarterback rushing the ball. Look, Josh Allen is second on the team in rushing. He even recently said, look, I want to run the ball all the time? Well, no, but since I'm young enough to do it, I might as well do it now. Boy, talk about giving up. It's already happening. Their lead rusher, Devin Singletary, has rushed for 459 yards and is 28th in the league. Did I mention that it's supposed to be 26-mile-an-hour winds with heavy rain and possible sleet and hail, sleet and snow mix Monday night on national television? I mean, if I'm the Bills, I wouldn't be worried about the weather because, after all, this is your weather, right? Well, neither is Bill Belichick. Here he is.
Consider weather considerations in talking to the players or assessing how the game might be played. I guess, like, is it a day before, 2 days? Not even, you know, once you get to the stadium, what does that look like for you?
Usually, talk about it once we know for sure when it is, which a lot of times that's when we get to the stadium. It's hard to really hang your hat on a lot of predictions here, so we'll go with the known information, understanding what it obviously could be. We're not expecting, overheating and fans on the sideline.
Bill's so damn cool. Should just probably get a collection of these themes that have happened here on Late Night when I've been here. Don't mess with Bill. That's the kind of the season we're in right now. Bills get back. Oh, that's a great 8 hours. I know people are complaining about watching that Disney Plus Beatles thing. If you're not into the Beatles and you were never in a band, you would not understand watching 8.5 hours of band footage of rehearsal. I'm one of those weird people like that. Just call me weird. But the Bills get back. Your quarterback's your second lead in rusher, 28th in the league. Tony Pollard for the Cowboys was amazing last night, considering. But Devin Singleton is behind him, and Tony Pollard is the second string for the Cowboys. Heavy rains and winds during the day in Buffalo Monday. Then heavy winds at game time, around 25 miles per hour, temps in the mid-20s. Buffalo, you're just going to have to come to Jesus right now and realize that the Lord Almighty is a New England Patriots fan.
A little windy out here today.
just saying. Look, I've made comments and I got a little blowback saying that the only thing worthwhile from Buffalo was Rick James, but holy smokes and Jesus, it's about to get cold-blooded on the Buffalo Bills Monday night. 617-779-7937. Or the text line 37937. It's KJ Late Night here on WEEI, part of the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Coming up at 10:45, the Squid Games. And this may be the most dangerous Squid Game five-leg parlay at 10:45, Justin, that pays over $10 million.
And you were pretty close on one of those. What was it, the Colts and Bills game?
The
right?
Colts and Bills, because I said the Colts would score a bunch of points. The Bills would score almost nothing. I didn't care that the game was at home. It was the Buffalo Bills. There was snow on my TV screen. I was watching it. It didn't stop Indy from rushing for 246 yards in that one game.
And there was some great underdog value in that one.
Bro, it was like a $1,000 bet would have won you $470,000. And you know how I missed it? Because the Bills lost by more than 12 points. This is what I'm talking about. This is a team, the Bills, that reads its own press clippings. Think about it. O.J. Simpson has been an invited guest at Buffalo Bills games, and they've done it in public. And how, me personally, hey, O.J.'s a free man. He served his time. I know you may have some certain feelings, but hey, does the mafia mean that much to you that, like, really, like, that might really, really be part of your history story? Whew. The Bills' offense is going to end up doing more damage to themselves with no running game. Josh Allen, over the last 5 to 6 weeks, clearly will give you two interceptions or turnovers a game. What happens when you add in win and you factor in and you only run to one side and throw? I mean, has the whole world not seen that this guy does not, that the guy will bootleg right and look for the guy way downfield? You're going to chuck that ball 30 yards in the air in that wind? Boy, you're about to put J.C. Jackson on both sides of the field in the All-Pro game. Starting cornerback on the left side, J.C. Jackson, and on the right side, J.C. Jackson. Dude's going to have about as many interceptions as Strahan at sacks to break the record at this point. All right, 617-779-7937. Bill and Malden, go ahead. You're on WEEI Late Night.
I love this Bills talk. You know, they're one and done as AFC East champs. The Patriots are going to come back and slap them down like they always do. Can't wait for Monday night.
Look, Bill, they were last seven times. This is just in the Belichick era. Seven times they were last. Next to last, eight times. Now, remember, at one point, a team was taken out of the division to be moved, right? So, a second, they finished second four times, and the first time they finished in first, Cam Newton not only gave them the game ball when he dropped it on the carpet, but he probably is sending them a thank you card right now. Dear Josh Allen, here's my thank you. Where's my thank you card for last year?
Can you imagine? I mean, I'm not going to get into Cam Newton, but yeah, they would have won that game if that moron didn't drop the ball.
Well, that's how big this story isn't about the Bills. Like, you're literally talking about a team that has never won its division in the history of the coach for the New England Patriots in the division. Never.
And, you know, like, I always go back because, I mean, I got a sign for every game. I mean, they're still always going to be known as 0-4 Super Bowl. Yeah, I mean, it's that is tattooed on their heads.
Do you realize that the Bills
Super Bowls?
This is how bad the Bills are. The Bills are the only reason why Cowboys fans have anything to hold on to. Think about it. If the Bills don't lose two more Super Bowls in a row, you're talking about Cowboys fans not discussing any championships in 40-something years.
How about them? 1995 for the Cowboys.
And that was against the Bills. Thanks for the call. All right, Tom in Maine, go ahead. You're on WEEI. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Tom. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I was just wanted to make a comment. I think this game is crucial for the Bills. I mean, it's almost as important as – I mean, when Atlanta, we've come back and beat Atlanta in the Super Bowl, that franchise hasn't been the same since.
Scott Norwood – I mean, the Bills have these – they call these markers, right? Like these different markers that happen in your life. The first time you kissed a girl, the first car that you bought with your own money, the day you get married. Yeah. For the Bills, it's like Scott Norwood – and then, like, three more losses in the Super Bowl. Then the Music City disaster in Nashville with the throwback from Derek Mason that they lose that playoff game. And then Monday night. This is literally a marker in their entire, like, on their DNA. Yeah. And you're falling apart going into the game. Your quarterback is good for two turnovers. And then the Lord Almighty says, what's going on? I got some weather I'm bringing from New England to Buffalo. To the mistake on the lake.
Yeah. And then listening all day, man, the Bills fans are crazy. I mean, they're like you said, the Wiggs was talking to them. I mean, it's like they believe in their team. They believe in Josh Allen.
If we
go in there and blow them out, man, that franchise might go spinning out of control. I mean, they're on the fringe anyways, you know?
They are the college freshman who suddenly has a hot girl standing in the room and they made a slow jam tape. That's how desperate they are right now. Tom, thanks for the call.
That's all I got, man. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, man, thanks, everyone. See, Friday night, there's so many other things you could be doing on Friday night, and I appreciate you being here. KJ Late Night here on WEEI, 617-779-7937. Hey, on the text line, drop me a score that you think, like an honest score, because we'll get to that towards the end of the night. But, yeah, can you see, and this is how it's going to play out, is because Josh Allen wants to throw the ball so much and the weather's not going to allow for that, you're going to put your defense back on the field quicker than they need to be. So suddenly this defense that's looked like everything against, I don't know, the Jets and Miami twice and Houston, you know, it's going to be frustrating. And literally you now have a Patriots team in front of you that can play the game they need to in this type of weather. So all the jokes about dink and dunk, oh, guess what comes in handy in this game? Or, hey, we need a bunch of guys downfield. Isn't it great that Jonnu Smith is starting to pick back up, is reignited, and Hunter Henry has been somewhat consistent right there? Now, all that talk about things in the middle of the field, the Patriots have a great advantage. Who cares if a guy can run down 30 yards down the field? The wind's going to knock the ball down. Here's Ian Rappaport on Greg and Keefe earlier saying the Bills need this game badly.
Ian, who has more stakes in this game this week or on Monday night between New England and Buffalo? Buffalo is trying to show that they're worthy of going back to an AFC title game. The Patriots are building something. Who is this game bigger for?
Buffalo. Definitely Buffalo. To me, the Patriots going into this year, my own kind of personal expectations or personal thoughts, and then when I talk to people around the league, a lot of people, because the Patriots, of course, are a big topic, so, they would sort of think that I was on the right track. I think they would be a team that would push for a wild card. That's where the Patriots should be. Year one of a, rookie quarterback who has been good, all new players probably should push for a wild card. Anything else is just, gravy, as they say. The Bills should not be in this position. They should be the team beating the Patriots. They should be the team winning the division. If the Patriots lose tonight, I think everyone would be like, okay, it was a great run, like got back in the mix, we'll see what happens. If the Bills lose tonight, it will be what's wrong with the Bills, where they just pretenders. Like, that's what the conversation will be about. To me, at home, Bills got to win this game.
Yeah, like the Chappelle bit, where Rick James from Buffalo just comes in and just takes a Buffalo right on the couch. That's about to happen Monday. And boy, would some egos be crushed. All right, still to come here on Late Night, we'll hear more from Bill Belichick, plus AB, Antonio Brown suspended. People are kind of saying, well, what about Aaron Rodgers? I'll kind of iron that out as well. Plus the Squid Games at 10:45. You might have to take a little trip to AC. But I've got a five-leg parlay that pays over $10 million. That's at 10:45 here on EEI Late Night. It's time to trend. Go ahead, Justin.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending now on WEI and WEI.com. The Celtics are in Utah right now. They're taking on the Utah Jazz. Jaylen Brown is out tonight due to hamstring tightness. This is the ninth game.
Jaylen Walker? We got Jaylen Walker suddenly, all of a sudden? It feels like Kemba last year.
What's up with all these lower body injuries with these Celtics guards and forwards? It's getting ridiculous. It's getting frustrating.
You grab a calf, you go, ow. You're like, well, you can't really see it. Shoulder pops out. You see his shoulder pop out. Calf pops out, doesn't tell you anything.
Yeah, the score on that one, 59-56. The Celtics were outscored 38-25 in the first quarter, but went on a 16-5 run to start the second. They only trail by three now going into the third quarter. The Patriots, they head to Buffalo on Monday night to take on the Buffalo Bills. We were just talking about that one, and we'll let Wiggy tell you how cold it's going to be.
Man, you feel how cold it is out there now? It's brick.
It's going to be cold. The forecast for that one calls for temperatures in the 20s with winds gusting near 40 miles an hour and the possibility of snow. The Patriots could be without Kyle Duggar on Monday as he is currently on the COVID list. It is unknown if Duggar is vaccinated. And finally, the Bruins are back on the ice tomorrow as they take on the defending champion, Tampa Bay Lightning, at the Garden. Brad Marchand will be out tomorrow as he serves the last of his three-game suspension for slew footing. The Bruins could also be without head coach Bruce Cassidy. He still remains in the COVID protocol. Puck drop for that one is set for 7 o'clock p.m. That's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
More of what you want to hear. EEI Late Night with KJ on EEI.
Josh Allen's grown a lot over the last
year. His improvement has just been tremendous from, you know, where it was 3 years ago. Completion percentage, passer rating, decision making, production, it's just gone. It's risen at a really remarkable rate. It's just remarkable how good he has become, but he's really made, you know, tremendous improvement. You know, has a lot of command of the offense. They audible a lot. They change things. They obviously have a lot of confidence in him. He handles them well on the line. You know, where they run into, you know, a bad look or a blitz or something like that, he doesn't get fooled much by anything. It's really, really impressive to watch how he's developed there.
Late Night, WEEI. It's KJ. Thank you so much for hanging out. 617-779-7937 or the text line. 37937. That's Bill Belichick being super nice about Josh Allen's passer rating. Passer rating and 25-mile-an-hour winds. Yeah, that's exactly what I'd be worried about. Josh Allen's going to be a shook young puppy come Monday. Biggest game of his career to date. I think even bigger than going on the road against the Chiefs last year. You know, because I think going on against the Chiefs last year, I think they were just happy to be in a game this late, you know, that late in January. You know, we'll do it again next year. Then, you know, you see that the Patriots have a rookie quarterback. You're thinking, okay, maybe the Patriots will be the ones that come to us next year for the playoffs. And we'll be like, oh, well, good luck, kids. We're going to try and win it all this year. No. Still to come, 10:45. Like to lay your money down on some games. Five-leg parlay. That pays over $10 million. One game. Absolutely crazy. Monday's game is going to be, what's funny about the NFL, and from having a relative that played in the NFL to working along people who've played extensively in the NFL, one thing they'll tell you about, and especially the Monday night game, is it's the game that everybody's home to watch. Even a Sunday night game, you might just be finishing up, you're getting untaped, you might be in an ice box or what have you. Yeah, most people get to see that game, but everybody, nobody else has a game on Monday. Everybody sees it. And the Bills are going to be like that roach when the light comes on. It's going to get exposed. It's going to scurry. And then the pundits are going to go and go and go as the Patriots begin their week off of preparation for Indy after that. Now, I'm not speaking too far ahead of the game. I like to manage expectations. But from what I see in this Bills team right now, that averages its top runner 45 yards a game. That's what Devin Singletary averages, 45 yards a game. Josh Allen, like 38. So one of two things are going to happen for them. Either Devin Singletary is, and I, yeah, they got Matt Breida and everything like that, but at the same time, look, bro, you're new to this street fight. You're new to this street fight. And if that's supposed to be a secret weapon, spend a little more of your Madden coins there, buddy. there's suddenly no surprises. Like, literally, this Bills team is actually built for an indoor space, right? That this is a team that if you have them indoors, their games are indoors, then they can always do what they want to do in terms of the passing game. But, of course, if you know you're in Buffalo and if you're trying to say, hey, we want an indoor stadium, you're like, duh, you got to use the weather to your advantage, but yet your own team does not use that to its advantage. Since week five, the Patriots have averaged 160, 126 yards a game. A game. That's the average. So you step into their place with the running game, they'll give up the yards, baby. Derrick Henry, I think it was like 105, but that's when your whole game is geared to stopping Derrick Henry. And then Jonathan Taylor, 2 weeks ago, 246. Well, the total rushing yards I get was 246. Now, if there's a person who's listening in Western New York who's like, what are they saying on EEI at this time of night? Maybe it's something crazy. I'll give you one thing to put under your pillow like the tooth fairy. Is there was a concern at the beginning of the year of Ramondre Stevenson and his fumble issues. And with the weather situation the way it is, I would be beating on him like Apollo Creed did Rocky in Rocky III. Bro, we're spurring rounds. We're hitting that ball because this is their only hope they have is to match turnovers, right? Their mental mistakes are most likely going to come from their leadership on offense. And if there are any mistakes from the Patriots, it's not going to come from the quarterback position. It could be the ball being on the ground. And this would be the most inopportune time. So you Buffalo band fan, well, yeah, whatever it is, Bills Mafia fan in Western New York, put that little tooth under your pillow, tooth fairy. Pray that they leave you a change and maybe a fumble or two, but I don't see it happening. And look who the Bills have beat when it's talked about in terms of their running game. So even though their defense is just out of the world, you know, overall, Miami, Washington, Houston, Kansas City without Edwards-Helaire, the Jets, the Saints without Alvin Kamara. Their losses, Titans with Derrick Henry, and as I mentioned, Jonathan Taylor 2 weeks ago. Patriots averaging 138 yards a game since week five. But what Mac Jones is doing and what he has shown is that the game doesn't overwhelm him. And maybe this is what he learned at Alabama because, let's face it, he probably played three games that were really stressful, maybe. Sometimes when you have a guy who played 1 year at a prestigious school, you're like, okay, how good are they really? But the other side of that is, if you haven't played that much, but yet you have a skill set, you can be fluid like water, and you're more likely to retain information than to pretend to say, well, I know what I can do better. So Mac Jones fits perfect. Here's Mike Greenberg on Get Up saying this situation with the Patriots reminds him a lot of an earlier time with the Patriots.
They're doing what they did in the early days of Tom Brady. They're doing exactly what it takes to win with the players that they have. And that is a coach's job. And no one is doing it anywhere near as well as Bill Belichick is doing it. And the Patriots are the team to beat.
The Patriots are the team to beat. At 8-4, I still think back when the team was 4-4. And I will be the first one to tell you. I mean, married guys know this. Admit when you're wrong. But at least admit that you were wrong in hopes that things would turn around. You know, you don't get on your kids for their behavior, for them to continue the bad behavior. You want them to do better. Now, I'm not saying the Patriots are my kids, but I know for some people it feels that way. And at 4-4... going into the season, I thought that's where Cam gets yanked and this is where Matt comes in. The element of surprise, the team goes on a run. Where I was wrong was at 4-4, Mac was there the whole time. Cam gets a job somewhere else. But the team still goes on a run after eight games. That was my point. Is after they figured out who was what and what was needed. What needed to be eliminated, what needed to be added. And I don't mean in terms of players, in terms of how the game is approached. I'll give you an example. You don't see the starting a second half right after a major turnover out of shotgun like you did with the Saints game. as what you see now with Mac Jones. There's just such a trust level that's there that you almost have to say, wow, Josh Allen, I mean, Josh, there's too many Joshes around here. Right? Josh McDaniels has got to get some kudos in developing this young guy. And Rodney Harrison recognizes that.
Yeah, you look at Josh McDaniels, and we can't overlook Josh McDaniels and a terrific job that he's been, because he's in Mac Jones' ear every second. He's talking to him during practice, the meetings, all those different things. I thought he's done an impressive job of getting him, you know, allowing him to just play football, spreading the ball around, getting it to different playmakers. And the offensive line has gotten better. They continue to run the football. They pound people. They use play action pass. And every now and then you see Josh McDaniels rip out a couple trick plays every single game. It's terrific. And as much as I love Coach Belichick, Josh McDaniel has been doing a great job with this young quarterback.
Yeah, Mac Jones, just being fluid like water. Take the information and be a sponge. You know, when you see these other quarterbacks that went ahead of him, I'll kind of give Trevor Lawrence a pass, because that's just a ish storm down there in Jacksonville that they don't know what they'll figure out. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on in the NFL, how some of these coaches are probably coaching for their last NFL meal, at least for this time. And there's probably about five coaches on the line just this week. But you look at Justin Fields and you could say, okay, this guy doesn't get it yet. And I said that about him when his Beyond the Lights stuff came out and so forth, and that he might be one of those type of people that if you try to tell him what a successful quarterback in the NFL looks like, he'll say, well, you haven't seen me in the mirror. Like, no, bro, you got to learn how this game works and then fit in. Zach Wilson, they're like, yeah, you're hurt. I'm fine. No, you're still hurt. No, I'm fine. No, you're still hurt. They're yes, they've put him back in, but that's probably because, like, what other choice do they have? It's like Flacco gets COVID. It's like, geez, thanks, bro. Saved us from keeping him off the sidelines for the rest of the year. Meanwhile, here's Mac Jones that will get votes for player of the year by not doing too much, just being fluid like water. And that's so important. All right, 617-779-7937. The text line is 37937. It's KJ Late Night here on WEEI. Still to come at 11. Oh, boy. The Red Sox are really pulling out the black card, aren't they? Yeah, right. But I'll tell you what the thinking might be behind it. Of course, with the lockout that's going on right now, baseball's in a weird place. And how it's going to look a little weirder. That's coming up at 11. And, of course, Squid Games at 10:45. $10 million parlay. More than $10 million. More than. Only five. Most times, Justin, people say, man, I got a parlay for you, man. I can win you $1 million. How many legs does it have? 36 legs. Like, what? Why would I? 36 things have to happen? Like, there's not even 36 letters in the alphabet. Like, why would I? No, five. Five leg over $10 million. It's just that tempting. You might make that roll. Antonio Brown suspended 3 games for the NFL after a house worker in his home kind of dropped dimes saying, oh, yeah, you know what? That COVID card he handed in? Forged. 3 games, Dan Orlovsky thinks, is not enough.
I don't think 3 games is enough. You lied to everybody. You lied to your team. You lied to the league. You put everybody else in jeopardy on your football team. 3 games is not enough for this. So this is stupid. It's selfish. It's ignorant.
It's ridiculous.
It's disrespectful. Yeah, I don't think 3 games is enough.
Liar! Tell us what you know, you damn liar!
Yeah, if Orlovsky had that much passion, he would have won 1 game playing for the Lions. I'm kidding. So AB is criminally wrong. Let's just get that out of the way. He is criminally wrong, because if that is something he did outside of the facilities, that's like a 1 year. I think there's a guy in Hawaii who's getting a 1 year sentence because he didn't want to do the quarantine, so he forged his COVID card. So that's a 1 year jail sentence in real life. So I can understand the arguments of more than 3 games, but it's what has been discussed in the NFL. It's what's been agreed upon in this NFLPA deal. It's about a 77-page long document. So it's almost kind of like, ever hear when people talk about court cases, it's not whether someone's guilty, it's what you can prove, you know? And that's where AB falls under. Here's Emmanuel Ocho still going off about this AB situation.
Just dumb by Antonio Brown. Just there's no excuse for it. It's selfish. It's stupid. And it's arrogant. It's stupid because, once again, 748,000 deaths in the United States due to COVID. 5 million worldwide.
Okay, you can stop it.
It's
yeah. That's probably AB's thinking when you start going down that path there. Now, one of the greatest things ever taught to me in my psychology class, thank you so much, Dr. Hall, A&T is a great university, said, Ken, it's not important whether you agree or disagree. It's if, do you understand? And here's what I understand. There's some people, whether they play football or whether they teach or whether they're in the social sciences field, that are saying, this is just something I am not going to do. Now, would they go the AB route? Some have tried to. Most have not, right? We haven't seen this whole widespread thing. It's not been on everyday newscasts, like another forged COVID card. So arrogant, absolutely, because AB knows that inside of the structure of the NFLPA and the NFL, that they're not going to send him to jail. They're just going to send him home. But if AB had done this in real life, they're going to send him to jail, not to home. And then I've heard some people argue, well, what about what Aaron Rodgers did? Now, again, take what Aaron Rodgers did and put it out into the general public context. It's not illegal. I mean, your emotions may say, like, hey, what about ism? That's a very big ism right now. What out? Look, if you ask me, thank you for asking. The NFL is probably going to hit Aaron Rodgers with about a $100,000 fine for every time that he violated the press conferences without being masked and being under vaccinated. Let's just call it what it is. Under vaccinated. It's like he took something. He just didn't take what everybody's expecting him to take. He said he took something. So Aaron Rodgers, who hasn't done anything illegal in the public space, but detrimental inside of the NFLPA space, they can always go back and fine him like 8 times 14,000 for each infraction. I think it was for all 8 weeks that he was in these press conferences unmasked. So one say, well, what is $100,000 to Aaron Rodgers? You don't know. It's still $100,000. I don't care who it is. It's still $100,000. And so for that, you know the difference that AB, what he did, is illegal in society. And what Aaron Rodgers did was just full dumbass inside of the NFLPA situation.
Liar!
Liar. All right, I got to get to these Squid Games here. I know people like, KJ, you said at 10:45. You got some $10 million on the ducats for me? I'll tell you what. Let's go to break. Do Squid Games next. Then we'll talk Red Sox at 11. And then you don't want to miss, I got a hold of, Enes Kanter's, Enes Freedom's sample citizen test and the answers that he may have given for him to pass. Hang out. It's KJ Late Night here on WEEI.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Now back to EEI Late Night with KJ on EEI.
If you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling and needs support, in Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit mahelpline.org. Nationwide, visit ncpgambling.org/chat. The following segment is for entertainment purposes only and should not be taken seriously.
Welcome to the Squid Games, where and your debts have a chance. But remember, it's all fun until your kidneys are on the line for $100 million more.
It's
the Squid Games.
Ha ha ha. We get a bit diabolical here late night on WEEI. It's KJ. This here is the Squid Games. Now, we called this the Squid Games before the Squid Games became like this super huge popular thing. The idea is, all right, you're going to take some money that you probably shouldn't touch and make a move. So we present three games, not very many parlay legs that can get you some serious coin or in some serious trouble. Get help. As the disclaimer says, Squid Game numero uno, Ravens at Steelers. Steelers with the upset, plus 165. Steelers win by 7-12, plus 625. Ravens score under 16.5. They can stink it up, plus 333. Score final 2 minutes of the half, either team? No, plus 220. $1,000 bet yields $265,208.40. But, Justin, you really believe in the Steelers? I mean, look, I've been kind of like been taking L's on the Steelers with these Squid Games here recently. Only because they're like, they've gotten so bad. That why not take a chance?
Lamar threw four interceptions last week. Did not look good at all.
So there's that chance with the Ravens that they underscore, underperform, and could lose a game by, say, 7-8 points.
And it's a divisional game.
And the Steelers are under the gun. And I almost wonder if there are whispers that Mike Tomlin should go. And you should not have let Antonio Brown FaceTime your own meeting. That's a big whisper. Squid Game number two, a delicacy, Washington at Las Vegas. I like the Washington football team. They're on a roll. Take them to win, plus 110. Washington to score over 25.5. Taylor can open up some Heinekes, plus 110. Washington wins by 7-12, plus 475. Raiders score under 16.5. Guess who's not playing Sunday? Darren Waller. Plus 400, Washington and the total under of 44.5, plus 425, $1,000 bet yields, Justin, $664,634.38. Whew. I would stay in Vegas. You go to Vegas, make that bet, just chill out. Gruden, what's up, bro? You want to hang? But this is the biggest Squid Game in the history of Squid Games. You may want a pencil or pen for this one. It's a risk taker, but damn, it's worth it. Broncos at Chiefs. Broncos with the upset, plus 360.
Broncos have lost 12 in a row against the Chiefs. It's bound to break eventually, right? It has to be.
It's got to break at some point, like a favor. Broncos by 1-6 points, plus 575. Chiefs score under 17.5. They did against Washington, plus 500. Broncos and the under 36.5, plus 1,500. And take the money line, both teams to score 20 points. Broncos and no. A la 17-14 game, plus 825. Justin, hold them tight because $1,000 would yield $27,571,400. That's the highest Squid Game ever.
Would never have to work another day in your life.
I would punch Jeff Rickard in the face. Mike, get over here, too. I just won $27 million. All you stand in line. And even after taxes, I still keep, 19? And then I'd kiss him. I mean, I'm totally joking. But damn, on a $1,000 bet, if I won $27 million, I would go into hiding.
You want to know potential other Squid Game we got here on the text line?
What's that?
We have four different texters from the 401, the 603, and the 617.
They've been taking these trips, I see.
They all are saying 24-19 Patriots. All of them. All of them have said 24-19 Patriots. Could be something interesting.
Well, the Patriots are a three-point dog in that game. I will be on BetQL's Sunday spread. We'll be discussing the spread. So Saturday night, you'll be able to hear me on 850 WEEI AM, the original one, like the original WEEI. So I will discuss how, yeah, the Patriots are going to easily cover that spread because they're a three-point dog at Buffalo. I'm like, 24-19, that's easy. I mean, that's, you're talking about the Patriots covering the spread and winning by five. So, yeah, I see that happening. But thanks for those tips on the text line, 737-937. Can you believe that? $27,571,400.
I didn't even know numbers went that high.
Jeff and Mike, I would not punch you in the face. I love you guys. Thank you. It's all entertainment. But damn, if there's $27,000, I would call my ex-girlfriend and tell her, you know what? I got your mom pregnant. You would be that bold. Justin's like, where's that going? Like, think $27 million off of a $1,000 bet? Let me give you those Squid Game picks again in Broncos Chiefs. Broncos with the upset plus 360. Broncos by 1-6 plus 575. Chiefs score under 17.5 plus 500. Broncos and the under of 36.5 plus 1,500. Take the money line, and both teams scored 20 points. The Broncos and no, i.e. a 17-14 game, $1,000 yields $27,571,400.
Kind of figure if it's low scoring, or if the Broncos win, rather, it has to be low scoring.
That's my point. See, these Squid Games, well, that's why I play the thing that, well, and the other thing with the kind of the thing, the running joke we have here, because you can't really take this bit serious, but damn it, if you win $27 million, Justin and I just want 1%. We'll split. Justin, you and I could split the 1% and we'd be millionaires.
I'd be more than happy to take.
Yeah, now, if you win it, you have to pay the tax. Justin and I just get the residual because we'd still have to pay tax. And it clearly, Massachusetts, you got to know rule number one. There is no representation without tax. There's no taxation without representation. Whew. I got to take a breath there. Coming next on Late Night, what the Red Sox aren't doing, but what's happening at the same time, and what the future of baseball is looking like, and it may not be pretty. That's next, Late Night, second hour here on WEEI. I won't punch you in the face, Mike and Jeff, I swear!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.